Hello, everybody around the world in Taxiland and everywhere else and wherever you might be. This is the Mike and Ape Show, the famous Mike and Ape Show, coming to you from the United States of America, states of New York, Queens, New York, and somewhere in down south in Florida. We know not where he is. I'm Abe.
Yeah, Mike. In his bunker. In Abe's bunker.
Yeah, Mike is here, right, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing, everybody?
Mike is somewhere near LaGuardia Airport. Okay. Watching the planes come in. Okay, and
that's all you can do over there. You can't get into the place, so you just watch the planes come in. It's very weird.
And Mike, our star reporter Carolyn, okay, has been reporting to me that not only are all the taxis getting out, but the garages and places that she's familiar with that have taxis have drivers waiting.
Drivers waiting, yes. So now we're going full circle, and this is correct. Now, they don't have drivers waiting for all of the night shift, but they have apparently the day shift, which with this horrible traffic is selling out. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck that dynamic is. And somebody told me that a lot of these Uber, God, you have God in heaven, you have no idea how many Uber cars there are at night. I mean, Abe, they're like rats, in my opinion. And I mean, some of them, I guess, are okay guys, but there's thousands of these Uber cars, and somebody told me, yep, that's it, because the Uber drivers, a lot of them don't like working during the day. And I said, why? They said, because they have to navigate through traffic to pick up the call, and the people get mad, and they cancel, and they lower their star rating, and blah, you know, all these spoiled brats taking Uber with the attitude. So they said the Uber drivers literally can't go to their jobs to pick the person up exactly at their point of where this person wants to get picked up. So a lot of them work at night. And what these Uber drivers apparently are doing now is they had this big commercial thing for Uber where the guy would say, get your side hustle on.
I've heard that here in Florida. I've heard that commercial.
Which I think is a very extremely racist freaking commercial to do that, which is like ridiculous. The guy comes across like a hood rat and, as opposed to like a normal human being. Anyway, what the Uber guys do is they have their little jobs and they buy a car and they go work Uber after they finish working at their straight job. So they have a job like a 9-to-5, or they bring the car into work and then they do Uber from whatever, like 6 to 10 or 6 to midnight or what have you. And what sounded like a good idea, but they're not making any money. I mean, they go out basically, you have thousands of cars on the road where the driver's making like 50 or 60 bucks. And to some people, that's okay because somebody explained that they can now own a car and have the expenses of an expensive car and still keep their city benefits for housing, for food stamps, for whatever, and so somebody said if they make $50, $60 a day and have city benefits, some of them, not all, then it is okay for them to use this car after work or at night for part-time, and they can still own a car because it's for business. They write off the whole thing and yada, yada, yada. But the fact remains, for the cab business, where we're just in the eye of the storm, we are just being trapped in traffic by this glut of Uber cars, and this is the problem with me. I don't care. Listen, if you want to waste your time with some whoop-de-doo pie-in-the-sky deal, be my guest, all right? But just let me make a living. And right now, we're just jammed up with these thousands of cars pouring into Manhattan at the same time. And we also, I've seen cars from Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Massachusetts coming into work Uber in Manhattan. Now, I don't know how that works, and they'll probably deny everything, but I think if you just switch the Uber phone with an out-of-town car, you can work with your out-of-town car because it's all based on the phone. There's nothing attached to the physical vehicle, like with a cab. Like, we have this passenger information system where the GPS locator is attached to the cab, and nothing happens until a driver physically logs into the system sitting inside that specific car. Whereas the Uber car, a lot of them, you could have a Pennsylvania car, and if your friend gives you his phone to work at night, it reads that you're working on his car when, in fact, you're working on your car from Pennsylvania. So the chairperson of the TLC who says there's nothing I can do. When she gets a chance, maybe she can do something about that, which I doubt because I think she's got one foot out the door as it is when de Blasio gets reelected, because mm-hmm. she's been an abject disaster, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what to say except that, you know, it's wrong. You know,
it's wrong.
I mean, you know.
That's what I was trying to say for 5 minutes. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. You know, all these cars. Now you say that they don't want to come out during the day because there's too much traffic, but aren't they the ones that are making the traffic?
That's the paradox. It's like, there's too much traffic. Guess what? You caused the traffic. And in fact, I had a guy a couple of days ago, this obnoxious twerp who gets in the cab. In his defense, he just snapped. He had like a mini breakdown in my cab. I picked him up at 28th and 10th, ironically, which was an old taxi office.
Yes.
And he's going to 79th and Amsterdam, which is usually 28th and 10th at 10 o'clock to 79th and Amsterdam. No big deal. Like straight shot, boom, you're there, right? So we're talking. He's saying, oh, my God, there's so much construction. With that, a semi loaded with girders. I said, oh, geez, this guy's going to block us going into the tunnel because he was going across 41st Street.
Mm-hmm.
No, he takes a right up on 10th Avenue going uptown, and his little friends with the flashing yellow light block off 10th Avenue so he can sit and unload his stuff. And I'm saying, how is this legal? How can you just have a truck loaded with girders take a right up to 10th Avenue and close the street? We're talking thousands of cars all of a sudden have to stop and peel off onto the side streets. There's no warning. There's no notice. It's just, oh, I just want to put the truck here to take these girders and I-beams off the truck.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just get a good picture of this. You picked up a fare at 28th Street and 10th
yes.
Avenue, which corner I know very well. That's where our repair shops used to be.
Right.
Okay. You're going up 10th Avenue. He's going to 78th in Amsterdam, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, that's
okay,
correct.
Okay, so he's straight up 10th Avenue, goes into Amsterdam.
Right.
Okay. And as you got to where the Midtown Tunnel lets out around 41st Street, somewhere in there.
No,
right?
I got to on the Lincoln Tunnel.
The Lincoln Tunnel, rather. Okay.
Right.
As you got there, that's when this truck suddenly appeared and blocked off all the traffic. Okay?
Correct. And he was going across 41st Street like
yeah.
he was going into the Lincoln Tunnel.
Right.
And I was telling the guys, oh, geez, this guy's just going into the Lincoln Tunnel. It'll probably
yeah.
be a couple of minutes.
Right.
And ahead of us was clear. It was just totally clear there was nothing there.
Okay.
So he takes a right turn going up 10th Avenue.
I got it. So between 41st and 42nd, he stops the truck and blocks all the traffic.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
So now,
no warning, no nothing.
So now you're you're confronted with, do I wait this out for the God knows how long this is going to take, right?
Right.
Or do I try to get off of 10th Avenue? Could you make the left on 41st Street?
I could. Well, it gets better because 8th Avenue was just jammed. The show had gotten out, or the garden got out.
Well, anything is better if this guy's blocking the street with a truck. Okay, whether it be at 8th Avenue, be at 8th Avenue or 12th Avenue, okay?
Right. Well, the story here is that I tell the guy, I said, listen, I don't know what this guy's doing. I said, right now, we can either go up to 8th Avenue, which is blocked, or the West Side Highway, which is probably just going to be worse for all these people, because the streets are filling up with people peeling off. And he goes, well, I don't know what to do. If you go 8th Avenue, it's going to be more traffic. If we go to blah, 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 blah. And then he starts talking about Uber. He goes, well, you know, this never happens with Uber. What never happens with Uber? He goes, well, Uber, I take Uber all the time. So now I'm stuck with like an Uber evangelist talking mm-hmm. about the wonders of Uber. And he goes, well, look at this. I'm sitting in the cab, and the meter is clicking. It's the same thing. I say, listen, it clicks when you sit in traffic. He goes, well, Uber would never. I say, yeah, Uber would never do this because Uber right now is in 2.5% surge. And he stopped dead in his tracks, which I know was going on. Uber was in surge, and that's the only reason this guy was taking
a
cab.
What did you do, Mike?
Well, right now, there was $10 on the meter, and it was clicking. And I said, listen, we either have to go up to 8th Avenue, or we have to go to the West Side Highway and muddle through there. Because right now, from what I'm seeing here, it's a disaster. And he started whining and complaining, and I think he was a little drunk, too.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, here's what I'll do. just don't pay me anything. Just leave. How about that? Just don't pay me anything. Just leave.
Right.
And I said, you maybe you can walk a few blocks up and get a cab there. Okay, great. Boom. And he's out.
Right. So that's what I would have done. I wouldn't have thrown him out, but I would have suggested, yeah. I would have said, look, this really the only realistic way for you to get out of this is to leave the taxi and walk past this problem and get another taxi. Okay.
Right, which he did. Yeah. Now, I can't say I lost $10 because at the time the drop was, the beginning of the meter for those who don't drive cabs was $2.50 and a surcharge, 80 cents. And it was $3.30, so I got stooped probably for like $6.
Yeah.
But in literally 10 seconds, there was a group of kids going downtown away from the traffic.
Okay.
It was kind of like, what do you call a mitzvah?
Yeah, it was a better deal for both of you if he just got out of the taxi and then walked up and got another taxi. Would he have had a problem getting it? What time of day was this?
It was 10 o'clock at night. Okay, it was a little, you know.
Do you think he would have had a problem getting another taxi?
Oh, it would have been tricky what he literally would have had to do is walk beyond these morons with their stupid truck.
Yeah.
Two blocks up. And it was literally no traffic beyond that because these a-holes had blocked off 10th Avenue. And beyond that, it was no traffic because nobody could get through. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there were cabs buzzing around up there. So I think we came to a consensus. But the first thing, like I said, at first we were comrades in arms, and how could this truck do that? Where is the cop? Because there's never a cop on 41st and 10th to direct traffic. I don't know what the problem is, because if it's a Port Authority jurisdiction or if it's an NYPD jurisdiction, we just get like two guys there to direct traffic. What is this? But that's another thing. But the fact of the matter is, this guy got out, and the meter was clicking, because if you sit in traffic, it clicks at a rate of $30 an hour.
I know that.
And
is it up to 30?
And he starts. No, it's the rate. The waiting time is 50
cents.
Is
it's 50 cents a minute, right?
That's $30 an hour.
Okay.
So
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, but the problem is, like, you touched on something interesting. You said if there's a lot of traffic and it's busy, Uber has surge, which is in essence more than that. So if the Uber car, and I asked somebody, I said, how much is Uber in surge now? Because I asked a passenger. He said, because somebody got in that took a cab. They said, I'm not going to pay 2.5 times. I said, is that what Uber is now, or are they 2.5 times surge? He goes, yes, they're in 2.5 times surge. It's an outrage. So, and that's what I also told the guy before he got out in his little snit.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, you know, the same ride. He goes, well, this ride only cost me $10, which was a lie. Because it's probably $13 or $15, because I know exactly what he knows. And I said, well, the same ride at Uber, if it's 2.5 surge, would be $40. He goes, well, I don't care. It's worth it. And I was like, right around there, it was elevating. And I was also going to say, how is it worth $40 to pay triple to go to the, you know, it was starting to elevate into, like, him just being a little bee about things. So I'm glad he left, because I think we all saved a lot of aggravation, because he was just becoming into, like, he was showing a dark, ugly side, so to speak. So, but the point is, I don't know what the point is. The point is that with the traffic, you get these guys doing whatever they want, and now the trucks are doing whatever they want with these girders and I-beams, and they're going to close the street and flashing lights. It's like, hey, put up a sign that says, effective 11 o'clock tonight, we will be closing 10th Avenue. Please find other alternatives. Something like that. But nobody does anything. And it's the Department of Transportation lady, what's her name?
Trottenberg, you know, like the trotters, like the trotters that used to run at Roosevelt Raceway.
I wish you would trot away. Exactly.
Polly, that's it.
Polly
trot away. Trot away.
Polly go away. Yeah. Because she's another wizard of Wall Street here with the traffic, and she's a genius, and she wants more of this, less. It's like, listen, what she's done to the traffic, there's so many simple things you can do. Say, listen, on Friday night, and that's the other thing. I ranted about the club kids with their little cars last week, and you said that I was acting like the old guy for criticizing the club kids for coming in their cars. But, I mean, what these kids do now is they just buy a car. They come into Manhattan with their little cell phones and their bag of weed and their bottle of whatever they're drinking. Mm-hmm. They don't spend any money. They just come into Manhattan with their car and, you know, drive around and around and around and around. They don't park. They don't spend money. They don't go to a show. They don't go to a club. They just come in and drive around. And they don't pay a toll. They don't pay for parking. They're a pain in the neck. And what you can do is say, listen, you got to have like a day pass or a night pass or some kind of pass that says if you're bringing your car into Manhattan, you can't just drive around aimlessly. You either have to, A, go somewhere, or B, goodbye, or C, pay for like a $50 night pass to bring in four people or something, or a $20 night pass. And that's the future to me, because I know on the Long Island Expressway during the rush hour in the morning, they have the HOV lane where you have to have two or three people in the car to go in the express. Works beautifully. And that's what de Blasio should do. I mean, right now, I guess I've thrown my hands in there to ask Chairperson Joshi, who I lovingly call Chairperson No C. I've given up asking Chairperson No C to do anything because she doesn't do anything. So it's like asking someone who doesn't do anything to do something. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to happen. So I have to jump back to de Blasio, who's probably going to get reelected, God help us. And Polly Walkaway, or Trotaway? Polly Trotaway.
Trotaway.
Polly Trotaway.
You know something? She may mean well, but I don't see how somebody who doesn't drive all day, you know, in New York City, especially where you're going to be the commissioner of traffic, how somebody who doesn't drive all day and actually spend time in traffic can be your commissioner of traffic.
Is that what she says? She doesn't drive?
Well, she might drive some, you know, but she doesn't drive. It's not like a taxi driver who's all over the place and, you know, time and time again. You know, I mean, you know.
And if she drives, I'm sure she has a city worker driving her with flashing lights and sirens all over the place like it's the end of the world. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, well, this is the thing, and I don't want to bash on the construction worker, they're making a living, blah, blah, blah. But look, people, you have to have some warning for the thousands of cars behind you that all of a sudden, and on a Friday night, what are you out of your mind on a Friday night you're going to block off 10th Avenue at 10 o'clock when the Broadway shows get out? Who the F are you? I mean, they should say, listen, I'll tell you what, you put this truck here, we're going to fine you $100,000, okay? So that's it. Okay, you can park the truck, but you're going to pay the $100,000 fine, okay? Is it a deal? Then you see what happens. Because apparently the audacity, the chutzpah of someone to take a truck into Manhattan on a Friday night at 10 o'clock and block off 10th Avenue coming right out of the right by the Lincoln Tunnel. What, you got rocks in your head? Who the hell, whose idea is this? Mm. So we got to work on that, brother. And I'm glad we got our little show here where people listen. Yeah. What are the numbers for the show? I've been blabbing away. What are the numbers for the show? You said we have like thousands of people listening now.
There are hundreds and hundreds of people that are listening to this show, some weeks more than others, you know.
Right.
But I've seen as many as 3,000 or 4,000log ons
to
the show.
So some shows we just get like,
you know.
Yeah.
You know,
we get an onslaught somewhere.
Yeah, not everybody listens to the whole show, but they listen to most of the show, okay? And it's hard to tell, but many, many people are listening. Now, listen, let me go to another subject here, okay?
Yeah.
There was an appeal hearing this week, okay, on the Melrose case, okay?
Good.
And, you know, the audio for the hearing is posted on NYC Taxi News, okay, on the message board. And let me see, did I put it on the front page? Let me look. Yes, I did. Okay. It's on the front page, right under the Lackus ad. You'll see it. Okay. Oh. And if you listen to this, it sounds to me like these appeal judges had already made up their mind before the hearing even started. Okay. Because they wouldn't let our lawyer, okay, or Melrose's lawyer, speak without or complete what he's saying without interrupting him and challenging him, you know, as to what he was saying. And you know, this, you know, one thing that in all of these court cases that I haven't heard, you know, is an interpretation, You know, the argument was, how do you interpret a hail? Okay, that it's, or how do you interpret what prearranged is? And what these judges were saying was, it's not how you interpret what prearranged is. It's how you interpret what the passenger wants. Okay, if they want to take another service other than a yellow cab, they have a right to do that. Okay, is what the judges were saying. Now, in the New York City Administrative Code, okay, Title 19, Section 19-504, in paragraph 1 are these words, okay? No motor vehicle other than a duly licensed taxi cab shall be permitted to accept hails from passengers in the street. Okay?
Right.
What part of that do these judges not understand? Or how are they twisting this to mean something else? Okay? You know, what do you mean what service the other people want? Okay? If they're in the street, the service is the yellow cab.
Right.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, well, this is what we've been saying. You're 1,000% right. And the other thing that is getting lost in is, I mean, I'm driving the cab at night, and I see all the time these people with these act phones. They're not in a building and coming out. They're standing next to an Uber car, and the Uber driver says, are you an Uber customer? Use your phone right now. So they stand next to the guy and click, and the guy responds right away. So that's a street hail. That's not a reserve call. That's a street hail. It's a simultaneous act. So, like I said, we were told that we would have exclusive rights to street hail because that's why the price of the medallion was high. And jumping back to that chart that I was talking about last week, in 2004, they had these prices for medallions at auction with minimum upset bid prices, which told us that, you know, to the layperson, rain or shine, there's a good chance this medallion will go up. And that's what we see as the value right now 13 years ago. So 13 years ago, the city of New York said that a corporation, two medallion corporations, the minimum upset bid would be, I think it was $1.1 million for two. So $550 apiece, $1.1 million. So to the layperson, it's like, okay, well, the city of New York is telling me that they've done their homework and they've decided that they're going to the minimum I can bid on this will be $550 for each of these medallions. And now I think if a lot of guys would be lucky to get that 14 years later. So it tells me somewhere, somehow, somebody screwed up and screwed the cab driver at the same time, because these medallions went up from $550 substantially. And now under chairperson, there's nothing I can do, chairperson Nosey, the medallions have lost about 40% of their value.
40%?
Because of her policy to her...
40%? No, it's more like 85% or 90%.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. All right. It depends who you talk to. It depends who you talk to. You know, some say they're worth $500,000 now, from down from $1 million. Others say they're worth less. Okay? I see people online that are trying to sell their medallions for anywhere from $150,000 to $600,000. Me personally, nobody's touching mine for less than $550,000. Okay?
Right. That's because you have a good outlook on it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
another thing I want to say, we went over this, you know, off the air a couple of weeks ago. The last fare increase that the taxis had was in 2012, okay?
Right.
In fact, it was just exactly five years ago, yeah. It was September of 2012, okay? And according to the CPI inflation calculator from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, right, a dollar in 2012 is now has the same buying power as $1.09 today. So what you could buy for a dollar in 2012, you now need $1.09. Now that's a 9% increase. Okay?
In
the inflation rate. Why do we not have a 9% increase in the taxi fare?
And that's just to stay even. And it was, we weren't making a whole lot of money back then. We're talking about just to stay even with the price of things, because the CPI calculator from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, from the United States government, that's the easy way to see what's going on all across the board. And forget about in general. What about in New York? What about the cost of living in New York? That's just for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to take that 9% and apply it to New York costs with rent and real estate and food and everything else, it's probably closer to 15% that we've lost since the last fair. Because, oh, and by the way, Chairperson Yoshi, is under de Blasio, Chairperson Nosy and Mayor de Blasio have not given the yellow cab drivers a fare increase while they've been in office. That's
no.
What that is.
No.
Okay?
And right. They have no intention and of Bloomberg, doing so.
Right. And Bloomberg gave us one. He gave us a couple. And Matt Doss was the chairman, and he was very conscientious about what the drivers have to make. And it's in their TLC rulebook that the chairperson is supposed to take responsibility for the economic viability of drivers and the taxi business one way or the other. So right now, and I'll say New York because the CPI calculator is for the United States. So I would guess if it says 9% down, it's probably 15% we've lost over the course of 5 years with this person, these people in office. So, I always was very upset because I sent in an application for a fare increase, and we had an economic review in the spring, and they said, oh, there was no official application for it. It wouldn't be an official application. I sent in an application. I mean, what was an official application? I put down a new rate structure. We have the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We have, unless you have rocks in your head, you're going to know the prices go up. So it would have been nice to have some kind of tweak or adjustment of the fare for the yellow cabbies. And that also would have resulted into a little bump on the medallion price. It could have saved us a little bit, saying, okay, well, we're getting a fare increase, and every time the fare goes up, the medallion price bumps up a little. So F minus on the economic viability from the chairperson's office and from City Hall. And I think these cabbies now with an election year, sadly, we, I don't think we're going to get any great rug shaking in the next couple of months. But hopefully when some of the people on the city council leave, maybe Mayor de Blasio will see the light and say, look, the cabbies need more money. Let's do something. I mean, what are they doing for the taxi industry now? They're going to do more medallions? Or
we have the transportation transportation committee head, okay, at City Hall, Adonis Rodriguez, who has presented a bill now where he wants every medallion owner to have an option of putting a second car on the road with that one medallion.
On that medallion.
Okay, and, you know, considering that all the taxis have been getting out lately, okay, it's not a bad idea. Now, somebody suggested on our message board that extra taxi, should be used to do app calls, curb and arrow. Okay?
Interesting.
Okay? And you know, that would work, but only if the public was alerted to the, you know, or publicized the apps. Okay? Many people in New York City are not aware that the yellow taxis have apps. Okay?
Right.
Okay?
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. This is ridiculous. You know, I mean, you know, I it came up last week on the Taxi Dave show where a woman called in and she didn't know that the taxis had apps. You know, she goes, well, I don't want to take Uber or Lyft. And he says, no, it's the yellow taxis that have the curb and the arrow app. And she didn't know. She didn't know. How many other New Yorkers do not know that taxis have apps? Okay?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, where's the radio advertising? Where's the TV advertising? Where's the internet advertising for these apps? And it's, oh, well, we have an ad in the back of the cab. Yeah, but you're already in the cab.
I know.
If you're in the cab, you know about it already.
It's
a very strange way they do things.
Yeah, but if nothing else, okay, now I know that the cars with the arrow app have something in the window. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, nobody notices that, okay? You know, the taxis here where I am, okay, in the southern part of where my bunker is in the southern portion of the United States. Okay. There are taxis here, and they all have apps. Okay. And the apps have a big decal on the door. The taxis have a big decal on the door. You can't miss it,
right.
And it shows the app. Okay? So
right.
so in, at the very least, you know, we should be allowed to do two things. Number one, put those rates back on the door so that people know what they're going to pay for the taxi. Okay, so that nobody could lie to them like the doormen at the hotels do about what the taxis charge. Okay, and number two, have the app pasted on the door or on the back trunk of the car, on the back of the car, so that everybody could see that Arrow and Curb app is in the taxi. What part of that is so hard? I don't get it. What's so hard?
I think the only problem now is obviously you got to put the rates back on the door. That's another thing that was insanity. Taking for the first time in 80 years or 70 years, we didn't have rates on the side. It was part of the iconic cab thing where you had the rates on the side of a cab door. So if somebody from out of town, somebody's walking up to the cab and say, oh, geez, how much is it? It's going to be blah, 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 blah. Okay, so they'll know. Right now, they don't know until they're sitting in the cab. I mean, it's beyond me why anybody would want the restaurants have prices on the outside. The department stores have prices on the outside. So before you go into the restaurant, you can say, if I want to get a cheeseburger, I don't know, $50 for a cheeseburger. No, thank you. Oh, $5 for a cheeseburger. I'm going in. Same with the cab. You know, they can say it's, and like you said, with these corrupt doormen and these bogus limo hustlers, you could say, oh, well, the limo guy said it's 80. Like, a perfect example. I had a guy in the hotel the other day. He said, how much is it to go to Newark Airport? I said, well, it's going to be, the drop is 20, then the toll and blah, blah. I said, all things considered, it's going to be about 85. He goes, oh, that's not too bad. I said, because the doorman sent me to a guy. The guy said it was going to be $125. I said, what guy? The guy in that black SUV. I said, what? Then I looked at the black SUV as I was driving away. No TLC plates, regular plates. The guy's in a T-shirt. So he's telling everybody that the yellow cab is $125 to Newark, which was utter and complete BS.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put the rates on the door. Why can't we do this? What the TLC has now is a big artsy-fartsy T. T! We get it. We don't need a T on the side of the door. We know it's a taxi. I'll tell you what, as a consolation prize, we'll let you keep your little round T. And we can make a small T and put rates within the construct of the T lettering on the door. Oh, and the other thing, speaking of wacky logos, they have this huge handicap logo on the hood of the cab which says, this is a handicap cab. And some people think it's only a handicap cab because the logo is so big. Instead of having like a little, let's say, 5-inch by 5-inch handicap logo that tells people it's a vehicle designed for wheelchairs et al., they have this huge plastered 2-foot by 2-foot logo with a handicap sticker. And people think it's not a yellow cab. People come up to the drivers, the guy was telling me, he says, people see that logo, they say, is this a regular cab? I was like, yeah. He said, well, I don't know, it had this logo on it. So there's a lot of logo mistakes.
Nowhere on the taxi does it say taxi.
Right.
You know, I first broke into the business, the roof light wasn't the medallion number. The roof light said taxi.
Right.
Okay. Where on the taxi does it say taxi? You know, for all you know, it could be a hijacked lunatic asylum or something. You know, I mean, you know, but at least, look, how much would it cost to put a decal either on the trunk or the back of a taxi or on the front of a taxi, you know? How much would it cost to put that where it says, download Arrow app for this taxi, download Curb app for this taxi? How much would that cost? What, 50 cents a cab, a dollar a cab? How much, you know?
The other thing with the apps, Abe, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, other thing is with the apps, I have to point out, is we have to start paying people to chase for these app calls. I mean, the Uber gets their $2 to a double surge, a triple surge. And, I mean, if when an app call comes in, there should be an allowable fee of $5 or $10
Mike, I got a good mind to promote that what we do. You know, I would be willing to kick in a couple of $100 if I had to, and maybe a couple other people might want to kick in, to print up enough decals to go on all the doors of the taxis, okay?
Right.
You know, promoting the app, okay? The apps, okay? And just hand them out to all the taxi drivers and say, here, put this on the side of your cab, okay? Let's see what they do. What are they going to do? Are they going to... let me tell you something. This would get into all the newspapers, okay? If we did this, this would get into all the newspapers, all right? If the TLC tried to step in and say that we're illegally advertising on our taxis, right?
Right.
Wow, would I love that? Because then all the legal people will get involved, okay?
Yeah.
All right? And, well, and you know, you and the public will get involved, and they'll say, well, why aren't they on there?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to some people. I'm going to talk to some people and see if we can start doing something like that. I have had it. You know, with you know, first the rates come off the door. You know, then I don't see any, you know, promotion of the apps that, you know, Uber. Everybody knows Uber has apps because that's what they're all about.
Right.
Okay, but but they don't have anything that we don't have anything. Or they don't have anything that we don't have, okay?
Where's the advertising on the radio?
I know,
where's the advertising on the radio?
They have less than what we have, okay?
Yeah.
They have inexperienced, you know, drivers who somehow got themselves a hack license, and they have drivers that don't even have a hack license. They're riding around in cars from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware, who knows where they come from?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And this isn't being policed. It's not being policed.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's
That's the other thing. Yeah.
You know, let's see if we could promote, you know, let's just put the apps on the door. Let's put the rates on the door. Just do it.
Right. Well, this is one thing I would... What I'd like to do, I have a graphic design guy. Like right around Thanksgiving, the guy I used to work with, genius artistic guy with graphic design. I would like to just design for the next taxi commission meeting, say, listen, we sat down, we designed the rate of fare for the side of a cab door. And then, like you said, what would happen? Would I be thrown in jail if I just put that on the side of the cab door somewhere? Oh, my God, it's unauthorized. So it is authorized because these are the legal rates of fare. We're telling the public that we have legal rates of fare on the door. Why are you going to make that illegal?
You know something, I don't think there's anyone in their right mind that would think that this is wrong.
That would be a great court case. Say, okay, attention public, I want the public to hear this court case. I want the public to hear why I'm being fined by the taxi commission for putting the rates on the door. Why am I not allowed to put rates that for my business on the side of the door? And why does... The public wants to know how much I charge, and I want to tell the public how much I charge, but the taxi commission took these rates off, and I want to know why in the public right now, and I want the people who are responsible who don't want this to happen
to be
outed in full view.
That was the last commissioner who was on the job when those rates came off the door. It was in 2012 when we got our last fare increase. Okay.
Right.
I'd like to get him on the witness stand and ask him, why did the rates come off the door?
I would even say, why in God's name did you take the rates off?
However you want to phrase it is okay, you know. but this is the dumbest thing, or the most underhanded thing that has ever been done to this industry was taking those rates off the door.
Right.
Okay.
And you can also tell the public where this genius is working now, just so you know.
Yeah, he's a dean at a college. Okay.
Right.
I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to mention his name. We all know who he is.
Right.
Okay.
No, but he also is affiliated with one of the app companies, isn't he?
I think Lyft.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. There you go.
You know, he's been known to show up at TLC meetings in the back room somewhere talking to coaching the Lyft people and the Uber people and the, you know, and all of this stuff, okay? We won't mention his name.
Yeah.
We don't have to mention his name.
Good riddance.
Okay.
Good riddance.
So, you know, he resigned.
But the point
he
is,
resigned before being
that
fired.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
He resigned before being fired.
Right.
That would be interesting. So if I got suspended or fined or dragged into some weird court by the taxi commission, and I went on the 6 o'clock news and said, well, why are you in court? I'm in court because these people keep asking me how much the cab is, and we don't have rates on the door. So I made a little sticker and put it on the side of the cab just to say how much things cost at the cab.
You know, but
why is this illegal?
It's more than people have been asking you how much the rates are. It's the ones who have been lying to people, telling them that the rates are higher than their illegal cars.
Right. Now we have something to
okay.
do. Let's make this our project. We're going to design a sticker for the cab door.
Yeah.
And we want the TLC to say why this we can't do this immediately, like next week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? Because
yeah.
I'd like to say who says we can't. That's
okay.
what I want to know.
Okay. You're listening to the show? Email us at nyctaxinews.com. At AOL.com,
right.
NYC Taxi News, at right. AOL.com, and tell us what you think, okay? Or join our message right. board. Join our message board, please.
Yeah.
Okay? Just fill out the request to join, and I will approve you after I've found out who you are. All right? Or find out if you're not a nutcase trying to get on the message board. Okay?
Even if you're a nutcase trying to get on the message board, we no big deal.
Yeah. So listen, Mike.
Even if you've been in and out of mental institutions, we probably want you on the message board.
Yeah.
Just for nothing else for that.
Yeah, so Mike,
go ahead.
If we don't have anything else today, okay,
but
I think we've covered a bunch of stuff here, and especially our rant about
right.
the rates on the door and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to just say that there's a beautiful new ad for WB Taxi, okay, on NYC Taxi News. And
mm-hmm.
I designed the ad and made the ad myself. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Now mm-hmm. you can't see it because you don't have a working computer. Okay. Which I.
Well, that's because I'm between ISP providers.
Okay.
Well, I'm in the Stone Age for about a month.
You're in the Stone Age, but
yeah.
but take a look at the WB taxi ad, the 3511 43rd Avenue. WB mm-hmm. is on in Long Island City. The phone number is 718-729-7777, okay,
mm-hmm.
and they have all of their rates listed for drivers, okay, on
right.
this ad. So take a look at it, okay.
They're mm-hmm.
these rates are lower than they've ever been before, okay.
Yeah.
So if you need a taxi, go to WB, or go to our good friends at the MTBOT, okay. They give free defensive driving and wave training courses, online free.
Mm-hmm.
TLC application and renewal processing, free legal representation at Oath, Port Authority, Traffic, and Criminal Court, free experienced
uh-huh.
MTBOT staff members to work with you directly should you have any problems, and you can call them
right.
at 718-784-4343 and ask for Can Chan Das, okay?
Yes,
and
there you
go. Then we have Checker.
Right.
1105.
Checker Management is located on 38th Avenue and 10th Street in Long Island City.
Right.
Their phone number is 361-6300, 718-361-6300. All shifts available. They got great weekend deals. Day shifts, night shifts, part-time, full-time. Brand new cars, and yours truly has worked there on and off for like a zillion years, give or take. So it's a nice place, great people. And check it out. Check it out, Checker, at 718-361-6300, and very reasonable, very convenient. So you got some other folks too. Who else we got on the board?
Well, we have Lacus, okay, which is being sponsored by NYC Taxi Group, okay.
Right.
And check out their ad, and they're looking for people to join them with their new app, the Lacus app, which allows drivers
mm-hmm.
to pick up cars near their house and leave the cars near
right.
their house and, you know, no traveling, and you could work part-time and pay a commission.
Right.
Okay, work any hours you want, work as many hours as you could take or not take.
Well, I'm okay? going to get my butt over to this guy to get the scoop on this deal for the next show, because I like the concept. I also like the concept where you don't have to work like a freaking slave for these huge hours every day. If you're an old fart like me, we don't want to work 14 hours.
Yeah.
There is an available option, and I'd like to know at what point do we mainstream this available option, because it sounds great. It sounds great. It sounds like the future, and it sounds like it's something that should have been done a long time ago. And finally, we have a guy who's doing something, and we got to help him out. Yeah. You know, we got to help get this thing going, because I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, New York City NYC Taxi Group is over at 876 McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And you can call them 718-253-3501, okay? Or just click on their website, okay? And that'll get you over. Taxi CPA, we have Tony Tax, will come to you.
Uh-huh.
We'll do your taxes. We'll keep track of all your money. And mm-hmm. word is he's a very good accountant, and many of our listeners have been using him, okay?
Cool.
You could reach Tony Tax at 718-413-6126, okay? And then we have Peter Joseph, who, if you're having trouble with credit, okay, and you want to declare bankruptcy or, you know, or get the creditors mm-hmm. off your back, call Peter Joseph, okay?
Mm-hmm.
212. He's a Harvard-trained attorney, and he's been in business for over 40 years, okay?
He could probably help you not declare bankruptcy, because he knows the ins and outs.
Yeah.
And before that happens, you could probably ask this guy, well, you know, what you can and can't do. So it's definitely worth a call if you're in the jackpot.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, his number is 212-924-1498 or 646-337-7051. And all of these ads are on the front page of NYC Taxi News. And all of these ads, if you click on them, it'll take you to their website. Okay.
Beautiful. And Abe, I understand you have one of the Hall of Fame industry members you're going to meet tonight, so I'm sure we're all excited to hear how that goes in your bunker.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hopefully that will bring the folks up to speed next week. But for this week, that's our show.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I believe I will be on the Taxi Dave show tonight. And, Mike, and I want you to be there. Okay?
I'll be there. One way or the other, I'll check in, or I'll call up Taxi Day, because it's raining in New York City on Sunday, and it is very, very busy, so I got to figure out.
Well, what's the forecast for the rest of the day?
What's that?
What's the forecast for the rest of the day? The weather
If you're a cabbie, the forecast is the happy days.
Lots of money.
It's going to rain.
Lots of money.
The money is going to rain and wind, stuff like that. So
yeah,
we looking forward to this. And AB had a great show. We brought a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to talk about medallion prices through the years, because we had some valuable information pop out of the archives. And I'll tell you, it's fascinating to see how these medallion prices through the years have gone up. They've consistently gone up, and they've consistently kept pace with inflation until the last regime with Chairperson Nosy and Mayor de blah, blah, Blasio. So hopefully we can figure this all out next week.
Okay. See you next week, everybody.
Tell Dave I said hi, and I'll catch you guys later on the radio.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm, bye.